The big issue on Sokola Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to this episode of The Big Issue. My name is Nkululeko Nkewu and this is Sokola Duma Radio. Well, we have a special edition for you today. In that, we'll play press conference audio from yesterday's game, a 1-1 draw against Orlando Pirates versus Bloemfontein Celtic. It was a very important game for Orlando Pirates in that they needed to win it in order to topple Mamelodi Sundowns at the top of the table. They've managed to topple Sundowns at least on goal difference. However, they have a game more than Mamelodi Sundowns. So we'll hear from the coaches, the Seonolo Siema and Miltins Radojevic, Micho as they know him. And of course, we'll also play a very, very, very special guest who's held the UEFA Champions League two times in his career, formerly of Manchester United. You know him as Ryan Giggs. He was here in the country speaking to our very own Joe Cran about Manchester United, about Gareth Bale and Real Madrid and the Champions League as well. So we'll play that throughout and we'll also give you some news that we're in today's edition of the Sokola Duma newspaper.
Sokola Duma Radio.
All right, as promised, let's now have a look at what was covered in this week's edition of the Sokola Duma newspaper. Remember, it's only R3.90 and it's great content, a lot of interviews. I glanced at it and I seem to remember seeing an interview between former Bafana Bafana assistant coach Serame Letsoako speaking to our very own journalist there, Thomas Konaite. You know TK as a very respectable journalist in the African on the African continent. He spoke to Serame Letsoako about a lot of other things because he's not in the country at the moment. He was coaching in Botswana. Why is he there? Why is he not coaching in South Africa anymore? And he's one of the biggest or the most qualified coaches on the African continent. Why is he not sharing his expertise with South African coaches? Well, you'll check that out on that interview, which I certainly enjoyed. And of course, there is the editor's column by our own editor, Vuyani Joni. He's talking about giving Celtic their credit. Remember, Bloemfontein Celtic have had a lot of issues pertaining to finances this season. However, they were crowned multi-choice Disky Challenge champions, amongst other things, and they are at the top end of the Absa Premiership log at number 8 with 31 points, not too far off from the top 4 even. So they've done well despite the challenges that they've had. They have. So our very own journalist, Vuyani Joni, is paying tribute to them there. And then lastly, I'll give you a story between Celine Abrams and Lerato Tshabangu. I'm sure you've seen images of Lerato Tshabangu looking drunk and downtrodden and looking like he no longer has the money that he once had. Remember, this is a player that used to be paid 100,000, 200,000 per month. Of course, he's now fallen on hard times and he needs people's assistance here and there. So Celine Abrams caught up with him to find out what's wrong with him, what happened. And interestingly, they also caught up with his former agent, Glenn Blinken, to find out what went wrong with Lerato Tshabangu. So as I mentioned, it's only R3.90. The newspaper, you get yourself a copy. It's out every Wednesday.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Orlando Pirates were rescued last night against Bloemfontein Celtic by a very, very late goal from Amigo Memela. Amigo came on in the second half. He managed to rescue a point for his coach and his team Orlando Pirates and coach Miltins Radojevic. Bloemfontein Celtic almost stole the result from Orlando Pirates. Having said that, though, it ended up as 1-1. And here's what both coaches had to say about the game.
Did I have a choice? If you are an assistant and the coach, the head coach vacates the position and the club said, hey man, step in, did I have a choice? Yes, my CEO. I didn't have a choice. He just told us that, guys, the coach is gone now, you step in. Coming to the guys, look, we have adopted something which is good, that we said, God, give us problems and we'll deal with them, but we are asking for wisdom. And so far, he has been working for us. And the team, I can say the team now is looking okay. You have never hear any bad thing in terms of the players that they are on strike and what. And look, we slowly the team is getting there, but we had to get into their head and say, look, at the end of the day, this is your job. Even if Celtic gets relegated, not all of us will get jobs. But at the moment, we've got the job, and there are only 16 PSL teams, and in each team, there are one or two positions that are filled up. So we need to knuckle down and make sure that we focus at work at hand. And they responded very well, and they've shown that they can forget and block the external factors and make sure that we get what we want.
I need to tell you that, believe me, as a football person, this is not PlayStation, and you cannot in any way plan. In the first half, you will reserve your energy, then you will put second half. Players are human beings with senses, feelings, and emotions, and I can guarantee you, looking the way they are turned on before the match, you know that they will give everything. However, football is a tricky, unpredictable game that you can never you can plan so many things, and this is why people love football on this planet, because you can never, nobody has never won anything by talking in advance. It is by what you put on the field of play. It is, I would say, really unfortunate that we were in those games mentioned, gone from the start to end with the same, that we need an injection of provocation, someone to lead and then to come on and whatever. And we have put ourselves in a position that so many people could plan on that, the way our colleagues from Bloemfontein Celtics here planned. I guess I don't play, they scored the goal. They came for the point. At one moment, 3 points have been with them. We have shown the character. However, with them, I need to say that the way match went, confidence rise. Then defending in numbers, limiting time, space, providing the numbers, limiting us from the chances created. We could create more. Brought us in a position that I believe if we have been a bit more cool-headed, we could even win this game.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Oh man, yes, yeah, sounding disappointed. The Orlando Pirates coach, Milutin Radojevic, of course, there are 7 games left for them. There are 8 games left for Mamelodi Sundowns. Both teams are on 40 points. Cape Town City is marching forward because they defeated last night Mamelodi Sundowns by 2-1. They are now only 1 point off the lead. Bidvest Wits are 2 points off the lead. So it's getting more and more intense and interesting. Now, for our next guest, Ryan Giggs sat down with Joel Cran, a Sokala Duma, a well-known Sokala Duma journalist. You've seen him on TV as well, talking all things football. He's a very well-versed man, as you will hear in the next conversation that I'm about to bring you. Now, this conversation is between Joel Cran and Ryan Giggs, largely because he is here in the country to promote the UEFA Champions League. But what does he think about coach Ryan Giggs? Is he the real deal? What does he think about the fortunes of Manchester United since the emergence of coach Ole Gunnar Solskjaer? So let's hear from Ryan Giggs himself to find out what he thinks about the man.
First up, Ryan, thank you very much for being here. I know you get a lot of love when you come to South Africa.
Yeah.
Just tell us a little bit about why you're here and why you're here with the trophy.
Yeah, I'm part of the Champions League trophy tour with Heineken, bringing the trophy to the fans. And the fans get a chance to see the iconic Champions League trophy up close and personal, have their picture taken with it, with me. So it's a fantastic experience for the fans who not just love Manchester United, but love football in general.
Yeah, and looking, obviously, a former teammate of yours now with Solskjaer at Man United.
Yeah.
What do you think that he has changed? I mean, there's been such an incredible turnaround in fortunes, and I think a lot of people thought there would be an upturn, but I don't think many people thought it was going to be this drastic? I mean, what do you think that the big thing has been?
Well, I mean, at the beginning, obviously, giving the players freedom, letting the players express themselves, you know, playing the United way.
Yeah.
Getting not scared of making a mistake. But, yeah, I think it's a lot more than that now. You know, it's a lot more than just, you know, putting smiles on faces. You have to actually get tactically the game's right. You know, you're playing against some serious teams, Liverpool, Chelsea, Tottenham, Arsenal, and you're unbeaten against all of them. So it's not just putting smiles on face, not just saying go out and express yourself. You actually have to have a tactical aspect, which Ollie has got spot on in every game.
Yeah, I mean, you've obviously got one of your boys for the national team in the Champions League still with Gareth Bale.
Yeah.
What have you thought of the way things have been going? I mean, he's coming for a bit of stick recently. I mean, does that worry you when the way things are going? Or, I mean, knowing Gareth like you do,
yeah.
Is it something you just...
I think it's something you just got to accept when you go to Real Madrid. You know, you've seen the original Ronaldo, you've seen Cristiano Ronaldo. At some point, they get a little bit of stick because that's the sort of club Real Madrid is.
Yeah.
I mean, Gareth Bale's won 4 Champions Leagues. He scored in 2. He scored the winner in 1. I mean, he's been an amazing player for Real Madrid. So, yeah, usually when a club like that is not going too good, they have to blame someone or they have to have a go at someone. But Gareth's a strong character and he's a brilliant player. So, yeah, there's no worries in that department.
Yeah, I'm sure. And looking at the Champions League this year, if you were to put your neck on the block, which do you think is the team that's got the best chance of winning it this year?
I honestly don't know. I mean, there's so many big teams left. Atletico was an impressive performance against Juve. Obviously, PSG are in a strong position. If PSG go through tomorrow, they'll be fancying the chances, especially if they've got the likes of Neymar, Cavani coming back. I've not answered your question. Let me go for... I'll go for an outsider. I'll go for Bayern, because they're playing Liverpool, so.
And just the last one from me. Obviously, taking your unmissable moments from the Champions League out of it, in your time watching, whether during your playing days or since you've retired, what has been your favourite Champions League moment?
There's two. I can pick two, and they're both Real Madrid. Gareth Bale's goal last year, overhead kick. I was actually with the Wales squad in LA. We were playing Mexico and we were all in the meeting room. So for his teammates and be surrounded by obviously a few of his friends and to see that goal go in, that was special. And also Zidane's goal against Leverkusen, you know, at Hampden Park. Two special goals and worthy of winning Champions League finals.
Well, folks, this is the end of the show today. It was a special edition of The Big Issue. We thank you very much for being with us up to this point. Don't forget to catch the weekend special on Friday and also the fan reaction show on Monday. We'll play your views on games that will be played in this upcoming weekend. Of course, those games will largely be the Champions League matches. Orlando Pirates are playing in the Champions League and Mamelodi Sundowns as well in the Champions League. We'll keep you posted on social media. For now, thank you very much for listening to us.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.